I'm going to record tonight and put it up on the site. Yeah, this will be about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
So you talk, then I'll do the pizza.
As you know, as you would...
Now?
I got a call. But as you may have noticed, over the past, since 1970, I've been running all the events. Nobody else runs the events. I run the events. After lockdown, I think it's time for a change. Over that time, a magnificent database of email addresses, the very reliable, good people, has developed. And I don't want to be running everything all the time. In fact, I think it would be good to have diversity, because there are people who don't come along because they think, oh, we don't like David. He's running it. We don't want to come along because he's running it.
They're scared.
So if somebody else
they're
is running
shy.
An event,
shy.
If other people are running events, they will relate to them and people will come along to other people's events, not mine.
Correct.
But it would be good to have about 10, 12 different people running events. Those people would be people who thought, oh, I'd always love to do this, but I didn't have a list. How do I get started? I would like to run events and be an organizer, like I did back in 1976 when I looked at the Amway plan. I thought, I want to run a singles club, don't want to do Amway. But I did Amway and made Ruby. But I really wanted to run a singles club. And so I did that anyway. So there would be people out there who think, I would like to run events and be a successful organizer and make $1 billion. Well, you don't make money out of doing it. It's a labor of love. So there would be people who would like to run events. So I'm happy to make my list available to the members.
Yeah, okay, sure. Thanks.
Who would like to run events. They could be...
Me. I'll do it.
They could be...
I've done it before.
Lunches, midweeks. They could be speed dating. They could be dinners. They could be walks.
Thanks,
they could be all sorts of things. Now, I'm happy to train the people because I've noticed over the years different organisers have started up and run events and disappeared. They failed. The numbers drop off and they get disillusioned and the numbers drop off and they fail. So I know how important it is to have a magic list of reliable people that are very solid over the years who will come along and who, if they have training... And I'm prepared to train all for free because I want to. I make my money somewhere else. I don't make money at a dinner club. Dinner club runs
at cases.
I make my money elsewhere. Dinner club runs at a loss. It is not something you make $1 billion out of. People think you do. Now, out of my group came a group called Chart many years ago. They ran dance parties. People might like to run a dance party group. I ran speed dating. I can train on speed dating. How that's done so it doesn't run into problems with the other speed dating that's licensed. So I am happy to take on people who would like to run events. They'd like to do it. They may want to do one a month, two a month, four a month, one every 2 months. But any question, what do you think?
Well, I think what we've got to do, what the key, everyone wants, now that we're all out of lockdown, right? People
want to
meet other people.
People want to meet people in person.
Jim here. Jim wants to meet nice girls, and there's lot. Everyone's out there. Everyone's on the single circuit now.
They want to meet people. It's conversational events where you meet people, not on the internet. You don't get scammed from overseas. You actually meet the person.
Yeah.
It's real.
And I think
it's real. People want that. It's honest.
To go to dinners, nice dinners.
Yeah.
Nice dinners, yeah, make friends, meet people.
I mean, having something to eat and drink is always part of socialising.
There are many people who've been in a marriage or relationship. It falls apart. They don't know where to go. Where do I go now?
And my
partner is gone. Where do I go? They come to these groups. They find a world they didn't know existed. Has been there all the time. And they can come along and make friends. Maybe find someone special. There will be people who find somebody and disappear. Others just love the scene and want to have a social life.
It's a nice, soft way.
A social life is good for balance.
Other singles.
That's right.
Over a bit of dinner, a bit of wine, whatever.
Now, I have no joining or membership fee. I've got 1,500 people on the list. That list is available. I send out the email. The person who wants to do it has got to send me their information a week in advance. They book a restaurant. They work out, do they want to charge? How do they want to charge? I will train and teach on that. Do they want to charge? Do they want to have events where they're free? Do they not care about the money or whatever? Now, the important catch, there's a catch. Everybody who comes along, everybody who comes along who is new, that we don't know what their email address, we need to get their email address for the list.
Email address for the database.
We need the email address for the database.
Database.
To make it stronger. Because the more people on the list, the better it is for everyone. They don't keep them to themselves. I've seen groups where they do that and they fail after a year or two. We put them on the list, my list, and they build up. I'm not going to run all the events. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to take a bit of a back seat now. I'm getting into retirement. But I may be in retirement, but I've got this list that is magic. This list that is really good, that takes years to build up. We can all benefit from it. For the ones who want to learn how to do it and be an organizer. So they can get the email addresses of all the newies, encourage them to bring a friend or two, get their email address, put them on the list. They can go to MailChimp, put them on the list or send it to me. I'll put it on the list. The important thing is we get the new names. So it grows from 1,500 to 2,000 to 2,500 to 3,000. That's what we need to do.
And another good way for them to meet people is on David's Lockdown WhatsApp page.
They can go to the Lockdown...
I've been on three coffee dates in the last week, everybody.
They can go to the David's Lockdown Dinners on WhatsApp. That's very good.
From women I've met on WhatsApp.
I'm finding that is very good for organising events, David's Lockdown Dinners.
Yes.
So that'll grow. We can have 256 on that list. They said, before I've got to start a second list. So, that's what I've got to say tonight. I'll put this up on the website. I'll put this up because we need would-be organisers who are people who've perhaps always wanted to do something like this but never known how to start, never known where there was training and didn't want to fail. Failing is a big scary thing. I will teach them and I want to build 12 to 20 of them. The reason why I want to have 20 is they're not all going to continue. I want to lock back to about 12 good ones. And I'll teach them. They do different things and they do events. So that everybody benefits on the list because there's always plenty of stuff to go to. And I don't have to charge for it. I'm just happy to send out the emails, keep the website and do that. Anyone got any other comments? Okay, well...
The idea is good, David.
It's a good, honest idea.
Great idea, but...
Yeah.
That's not a but, really. When you have these individuals, if you can get them, like, in other words, one or two people other than North Sydney running that area.
Yeah,
they can do different areas. Yeah, that's okay.
Because I think it would be great to have somebody also on the Northern Beaches.
Well, you can do that. You can be Northern Beaches. Somebody can do different areas. That's fine.
Yeah, different areas.
They can do it on the basis of area. Or the type of thing they want to do.
So we can have a day at the beach.
But different people's personalities will attract different followings. And then we'll get more people coming to the events than what I can just do myself. Because there are people who don't come because they say, oh, we don't like David. We don't want to go because he's there. But if I'm not there, they'll go to somebody else.
That's a very rude thing to say.
No. Well, that's fine. I understand that. What?
A few people do, not many.
Yeah, well, they do. They don't want to go because I'm there. But they want to stay on the list as insurance in case their relationship breaks down and they want to come running back to the dinners.
I'm just getting some
as insurance. Okay, we'll finish off there. That's my talk for tonight. I'll put it up on the website.
If you want any red wine, just help yourself.
I'd be interested in taking a regular date, like the first Saturday night of every month.
Well, you can do it. Pick a date, pick a place, give me the wording. Give me the wording, I will put it up on the website. But you've got to email it to me.
Here's an idea, everybody. Hang on, let me just give everyone an idea. I had a friend, and what he used to do is he would, he'd call it the captain's table or something.
Captain's Table. Yeah. That's an American group.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Yeah, and he was involved with
Captain's
that.
Captain's 8, wasn't it? Captain's
something like that.
Table for 8 was here.
Table for 8, yes.
Table for 8 was in Sydney. They charge a couple of $100 and they come and collect the money and disappear.
But anyway, it worked really well. But anyway, what I was going to say was that I think over here, Chris said, I think that's a great idea. Like, you know, and what people, a lot of people like, is things to be near a train station or not far from public transport.
A train station with bus.
Yeah.
If
you're driving, with a few wines or whatever.
Yes, and where there's a bit of ability to stay in the restaurant later at night, not get kicked out at 9 o'clock
or you have it in a place where you can go and have a coffee afterwards.
Yes. Chris may be thinking of the idea of having the same place or two all the time, are you?
That's right.
Now, there have been groups that have only ever rotated around three groups, and they build up money, three restaurants, and they built up numbers. Whereas I've always wanted to go somewhere different, out of novelty, to go to different places, because my people are all over the place, and I've got to go to different places. But if you want to go to two or three or four places, that could work, because some people might like to go back to the same place all the time.
Yeah.
To me, it's like going back to the same place, you can't remember any different.
Well,
it's like going back to the same place.
People are creatures of habit.
And if you did one in Canterbury, I'd, even though I live in Walkworth, I'll still come.
Okay.
And I'll bring a friend, David, we'll
speak
up then.
I'm in the way here.
That is open till midnight.
Yeah.
I don't like the situation where people are trying to make friends and I feel they're getting chucked out at 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Hi,
Patricia.
How are you?
I'm good.
Take a seat. Patricia is here. She recommended tonight.
I think it's a very good idea.
You mentioned tonight.
I'm good.
Okay, anything more to say on this subject?
David, I will change the subject. Wine.
Yeah, there's plenty of wine here.
Could I have a glass, please?
Yes, you can have a glass. Do you want wine in it?
David, can I order the pizza now?
Yes, order the pizzas now. We've done my bit.